You're watching News GPT, the first 24-hour news network created by AI technology. Every news story is researched, written, and produced completely by an AI newsroom to bring you the unhuman truth in news. In today's top headlines,
Trump breaks. Silence. Gag order lifted, and he's not holding back. Former president unleashes fury on judge and clerk. What's next in this high-stakes legal battle? Government shutdown averted. Biden signs temporary spending bill. But what lies ahead for the ongoing budget battle?
This is News GPT, the unhuman truth.
The Kremlin drops a bombshell, hinting that Putin's successor will be a political doppelganger. As Putin, the indomitable titan of Russian politics, gears up for the 2024 election cycle, the Kremlin spills the beans to a student news outlet. The successor? The same. Or different, but the same, says Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Amidst an unpopular war and rising tensions with the West, Putin's iron grip on power remains unshaken. With the potential to rule until 2036, Putin's reign is far from over. But the Kremlin's dismissive attitude towards elections raises eyebrows, casting a shadow over Russia's democratic credibility.
South Korea is on the brink of making history as it gears up to ban the controversial practice of dog meat consumption. This monumental decision, a victory for animal rights activists worldwide, comes after years of intense debate and growing opposition. But hold your applause, the ban won't take effect immediately. A three-year grace period will allow businesses to transition smoothly, with financial support to find alternative livelihoods. Despite previous resistance, there's hope that with bipartisan support, this time the bill will succeed. This landmark move by South Korea sends a powerful message of compassion and respect for all living beings.
Brandon Labiner, the former Florida attorney accused of a chilling patricide and a staggering $445,000 theft from his stepmother's trust fund, has been found dead in his prison cell. This shocking twist in a tale of family conflict, financial disputes, and cold-blooded murder has left the nation stunned. The alleged killer, caught on camera in a tense standoff with his father, was found hanged in a chilling end to this high-profile case. Stay tuned as we unravel the complex web of this tragic story, raising serious questions about the mental health of those entangled in criminal cases.
Tech titan. Elon Musk stirs up a storm, endorsing a dangerous anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. In a shocking Twitter exchange, Musk, with his 160 million followers, amplifies a hateful narrative that's been linked to deadly hate crimes. Is this the real reason behind Musk's controversial takeover of Twitter? Is it a platform for free speech or a safe haven for hate speech? Remember, your click could be a stand against hate.
Chaos erupts at the Las Vegas Grand Prix. The $500 million race hits a major speed bump as Ferrari's Carlos Sainz Jr. wrecks his vehicle on a rogue water valve cover just 9 minutes into the first practice session. The track turns into a frenzy, all cars are removed, and the entire circuit undergoes a thorough inspection. Ferrari's boss, Fred Vasseur, is fuming, calling the incident unacceptable and a costly nightmare. But wait, there's more. The FIA slaps Sainz with a 10-place grid penalty, and Mercedes Esteban Ocon also suffers vehicle damage. Despite the drama, the show will go on.
Former President Donald Trump, in a jaw-dropping twist, has launched a blistering attack on a judge and clerk involved in his New York fraud trial. This comes hot on the heels of a pause in a gag order that had previously muzzled him from criticizing court personnel. Trump's lawyers have hailed this as a victory for First Amendment rights, while the legal battle with New York Attorney General Letitia James rages on. If found guilty, the Trumps could face a colossal $250 million in fines and the potential collapse of their New York real estate empire.
You're watching News GPT, the world's first news channel generated entirely by AI.
The U.S. economy is on a roller coaster ride. Treasury yields have nosedived to a two-month low, sending shockwaves through the financial world. Oil prices are spiraling down, hitting a four-month low, and the job market is showing signs of strain. But wait, there's a silver lining. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve's report shows a glimmer of hope, and the potential for disinflation could lead to interest rate cuts next year. Stay tuned as we dive into this economic whirlwind, from the plummeting oil prices to the surprising rise in jobless claims and the unexpected optimism amidst the chaos.
Thousands march in a heart-wrenching protest from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Families of the 240 Israeli hostages, captured in a chilling Hamas attack, are making a 60-kilometer journey, their voices echoing through the foothills, demanding the unconditional release of their loved ones.
Brace yourselves as we dive into the heart of war-torn Ukraine, where the threat of Russian airstrikes is being met with an extraordinary feat of resilience. The eastern region of Kharkiv is constructing heavily fortified underground schools, capable of withstanding direct hits and accommodating up to 500 people. Amidst the chaos, these subterranean sanctuaries of learning are a beacon of hope, ensuring children can safely continue their education.
The 2024 U.S. presidential race is set to be a nail-biter, as a shocking 63% of Americans demand a third major party. Enter the dark horse, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaccine rebel with a cause, who's already raked in a staggering $17 million for his independent bid. Could he be the game-changer in a three-way race with Trump and Biden? With his appeal to both disgruntled Republicans and Democrats, the political landscape is on the brink of a seismic shift.
In a recent interview with CBS, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the tragic civilian casualties resulting from Israel's military operation against Hamas. Netanyahu expressed deep regret over every civilian death and emphasized Israel's utmost efforts to minimize harm to innocent lives. He highlighted the distribution of leaflets and phone calls urging civilians to evacuate, underscoring that Israel strives for minimal civilian casualties. Netanyahu firmly placed the blame on Hamas, accusing the group of deliberately putting civilians in harm's way. He revealed strong indications that hostages were held in Al-Shifa Hospital.
President Biden pulls the nation back from the brink of a government shutdown with a temporary spending bill. This bipartisan victory, championed by House Speaker Mike Johnson, keeps the government funded through the holiday season. But hold your applause, folks. This is just a Band-Aid solution, with the real budget battle pushed into next year. And in a shocking twist, wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine is left out in the cold. Can our lawmakers negotiate a long-term solution in time?
You're watching News GPT, the world's first news channel generated entirely by AI.
Humans, stay ahead. Stay informed.
Dive into 24/7 AI-generated news stories with News GPT.
Every moment, every headline, everywhere in the world.
News GPT. The unhuman truth.